Okay. All right, Wednesday evening, 11:123. Naming and mapping the powers, part 11. It's going to be a little different. Lord led me kind of a little different area today. Okay, what is in a name? What is the advantage of knowing the name? We're talking about naming, right? This is from the International Dictionary of New Testament Theology. In the faith and thought of virtually every nation, the name is inextricably bound up with the person, whether of a man, a god, or a demon. In other words, their names represent a lot of the jurisdiction they have over the person. Right here it says, whether it be the person, man, god, or demon. The name is key to insight into the demon's involvement that is holding the person in bondage. All right, we're going to look at Mark 5, the madman of Gadara. All right, start with verse 1 there. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, Many. My name is Legion, for we are many. So the man had many demons. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. It even drove the pigs crazy. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. So this demonic entity drove this man crazy. He was lunatic. Okay. Yeah. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. All right. Luke 8 is the second account of this. Verse 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. Now, a lot of people say, well, he had his capacity to kneel, to fall down before Jesus. He wasn't doing it on his own. That was the demons. Like I told you, when you get in the presence sometimes of these demons, they'll cry out. They give themselves away. That's what was happening. Yeah. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him and was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of swine, many swine feeding on the mountain. They besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man, entered into the swine, And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. And when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told in the city and the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Yeah. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Healed. All right. Here's the condition based on today's standard that this man was dealing with. He was a schizophrenic, had multiple personalities. Jesus talked to the legion that was in him. There's no telling how many personalities, but I guess there was one head spirit that was doing the talking. But legion, isn't that like 16,000 or something like that? I don't know. It's a lot. I've looked it up before, but I should have looked at that. Schizo means split. In other words, he was not in his right mind. His mind was split. Okay? Schizophrenia, a psychotic disorder characterized by loss of contact with the environment, by noticeable deterioration in the level of functioning in everyday life, and by disintegration of personality expressed as if of feeling, thought as delusions, perception as hallucinations, a behavior called also dementia, paranoid schizophrenia. He was a madman. Okay. Today, all types of conditions are treated by big pharma. Well, I submit to you today that you cannot medicate a demon or demons. They tried to bind him. They tried to do all kinds of things, put him in an insane asylum or something like that. And this man had so many demons in him, they got supernatural strength, and so they burst the chains off. They couldn't contain him. He's probably terrorizing everybody. All right. He had quite a name. It said he had devils a long time. He was known as the madman of Kadera. So he had a spirit of madness. All right. Even dementia, which many elderly get sucked into, is also a demon. You must cast out the demon. Drugs might mask their presence, but it's a demon nonetheless. See, what does that do? The drugs will subdue them, keep them docile. I know of such a person, and certain drugs keep certain things from happening. You know? Yeah. All right. Jesus himself would not try to tackle a demon in his own power in his day in the earth. He wouldn't. We've already looked at this about it's by the finger of God. This is Luke 11:20. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. All right, by the finger of God. This type of deliverance is not for the uninformed, for sure. You better be listening to God, and you better be following the Spirit when you deal with people like this. Yeah. All right, Acts chapter 19. Let's just start with 11 here. We see a qualified person dealing with this situation. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, withdrew you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there was seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. So this isn't for just somebody just to showboat, for sure. This isn't anything to be messing with. You better be knowing what you're doing, period. I know they're around because when I go places, I start feeling it. And I say, okay, Lord, what do? I haven't had him really say anything when I'm by myself of what to do or where it's even coming from. When you're going to a place that's public, there's no telling. But they, like we looked at last time, they will manifest. In the presence of a Christian, I believe so, that really knows, has some, a little bit of depth to them. All right. These are my thoughts on how these people get messed up and in this condition in the first place. Lord took me down this morning. I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to bring this tonight? And he began to lead me down this area. Go over to Galatians chapter 5. Y'all may not like it, but, you know, since when does it matter? It doesn't. Whatever he says to you, do it. That's the way we walk here. We're looking for to come up higher in our walk. All right, this is Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. All right, with that, we'll look at now verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders and drunkenness, revelings and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So any one of these things could be a doorway open, but we're going to look at one tonight. This is the one that the Lord led me down. Verse 20 says witchcraft. Witchcraft here is medication, pharmacy, or magic. All right, with that, we're going to go over to the Old Covenant just for a minute. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Now we know that Samuel, or Saul, had a demon spirit that tormented him, and he would ask David to come and play his harp or whatever it was, instrument, and it would cause this spirit to leave. All right, right here, the Lord said to Saul, he was in disobedience, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, hath also rejected thee from being king. Has it changed? That's old covenant. Has it changed? People that maybe God has spoken to do things, and they're in rebellion to what God has said. All right? Right here, witchcraft right here means a lot, or also divination. I was looking in there at Acts, where it's the end of chapter, Acts chapter 1, when Peter, they draw lots to see who the next apostle was going to be. And I thought about that. That's like throwing the dice. Yeah. They weren't filled with the Spirit yet, so they were doing this to find out who's going to replace Judas. All right. An alternative source other than God. That's the church's biggest problem today. Instead of following God and His ways, they have alternatives. And they have adapted them as God. Think about it. You know it to be true. All right, now go to Acts chapter 8. Verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." To him they had regard because of that long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. Sorcery here means to practice magic. This is the Babylonian system that we live under. The God of this world orchestrates that, not God. All right, go to Revelation. Read a couple of scriptures over there. Revelation 9:21. Talking about this Babylonian system, the Antichrist system. Let's see, we'll do verse 20 and 21. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. All right? Sorcery is there, same as witchcraft. All right, go to Revelation 18. Verse 23. This is talking about the fall of Babylon, about it being thrown down here. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all the nations deceived. So I put here Big Pharma. Big Pharma. All right, I believe for this problem, the entrance in are pharmaceuticals. As they seem innocent at first, but it's like, I've known people over the years, as they got older, they look like they're carrying around a bag of M&Ms in their purse. Like I said, all these works of the flesh could trigger demon possession, demon problems. But we're just doing one area tonight. We're just doing the Big Pharma, the witchcraft, the sorcery. Did Jesus already take it on his back? The stripes, by stripes were healed? All right. As they are innocent, when you're innocent in it, maybe just a little bit. I remember Keith Moore doing his study on rebellion. And he said, you know, we go to somebody's house, we just do a little witchcraft here. We don't do a whole lot. Well, you know what? The little leaven leavens the whole lump. All right. I don't think so. If you just, you know, dabble a little bit, you know, would it hurt? Just a little bit of witchcraft? How does God look at it? I'm not telling people that have done it all their life to just cut it off. But I think maybe it's a matter that for us going forward in the system we're coming out of and the system we're going into, because I've been asking the Lord, I said, talk about the med beds and turn back your age, however many years and all this stuff. And I said, Lord, you have to be better than this. I said, isn't that just another technology? And I do remember the Lord saying that, you know, all technology's not bad, it's just whose hands it's in. Whether this applies or not, I don't know. But you can see how Big Pharma has sucked people into the system. Especially on the only time I used to watch TV, I don't watch TV at all except my program anymore, but it was 24/7, I mean, sitting in front of the television, especially toward the elderly, and it was prescription, it was drug companies, just hit you like, it was horrible. You couldn't hardly get away from it unless you closed your eyes. Meet in the sand, well, I don't know, you know, if that's good enough or not. Just suck people in. It's the system that we live under, or have lived under, that we're being liberated from. All right. There's a reason that when you sit down to watch something, they do it. It's called MK Ultra. Whether you like to think that or not, well, no, that's one of those CIA programs, you know. Yes, it is. But that's how they use it, to tell live vision. All right. Revelation 13, speaking of. The drug companies are pushing their agenda. The more they can get you hooked, the more they can get you going and coming and doing their tests and doing all their stuff. They got you to where you're like a puppet and you're tied. You can't do anything. All right. This is Revelation 13, 11. Like I said, when I got up this morning and sat down to think about what I'm going to bring tonight, this never entered my mind until I sat down and started going from one scripture to the other, and the Holy Spirit began to lead this way. All right, verse 11 there. I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb. He spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Huh, wonder what they did. It's a miracle. And had power to give life unto the image of the beast. And that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the number of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. For his number is 666. Bill Gates' patent on COVID is 2020-06-06-06. Coincidence? I don't know. Is it? Judge for yourself. Now this is where the Lord began to show me, okay, Lord, what do we do about this? Because we have a whole world of people that we're going to have to teach them the ways of the Lord, because the church doesn't know the ways of the Lord. They know the way of the Antichrist. They know the way of the beast. And they don't even know it. You couldn't take a ball bat and beat it out of them. To me, it's one of the saddest things to not be able to talk to a fellow brother or sister about anything because they just don't want to hear it. They're so hooked on the system. Well, they woke us up for a reason, right? To let the truth be known. James chapter 5. I'm not saying in every avenue that this method will be the one we'll use, but I think. Anyway, well, let me just read it. James 5:14 says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." All right, this is what the Lord said to me here. Elders, those of high rank in the church council, might have to help get them free. My personal opinion is that drugs used to calm people down to help them cope are the doorway into the occult world. My granddaughter said to me that she had a friend that every time she did drugs, the devil always showed up. Why? She stepped over into a dimension. That's where the devil is, in another dimension. They're interdimensionals. The Lord said that to me himself, and I've heard that repeated many times since a few years ago. All right. What do the drugs do? They alter your ability to resist. You're giving up your control over your life. Well, I can't get up and I can't do nothing without my pills. This is from Free Spoke. MK Ultra, Project MK Ultra, an illegal human experimentation program designed and undertaken by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, intended to develop procedures and identify drugs that could be used during interrogations to weaken people and force confessions through brainwashing and psychological torture. This is just a little explanation on it. You can go, there's bunches of information on it. If you want to go look it up for yourself, Free Spoke, just type in MK Ultra. That's mind control, ultra is what it means. You can look back through the decades and see how controlled the culture has become. This demonic assignment of the beast system has caused moral decline. We have seen, like, say the 50s, for instance, when you had, you know, the wife stayed home, raised the kids, the man went to work, you know, and everything was kind of had an innocency about it, which we know it wasn't, but that's when all the MKUltra really started, Mockingbird and all of that stuff started. The television came, like Back to the Future, 1955. I can't tell you how many references there are with all this going on to those movies. But since that time, look at the decline. You can look through the drug culture, the rap culture. These all set agendas in motion. Let's get hate on hate, you know, white against black with the rap. And then, you know, with the drugs, with the Beatles and all these groups coming over and, you know, the hippie movement. Women, feminists. Leaving the kids to themselves, throwing their kids to the system. Decline. I mean, it's a slippery slope. All right, you can see their programming. All right, you can look back through the decades and see how controlled this culture has become. This demonic assignment of the beast system has caused moral decline, the breakdown of the church, the nation, and now the world. We saw what happened with COVID. The whole world shut down. Does that sound like the beast to you? How come these Christians can't see it? Well, they ain't built a temple over there yet. Well, it'll be a cold day in hell before you'll see it too, because that ain't what God's coming back for. There's an excellent, if you haven't seen it, that Brad brought. And it's a man talking about really what I've been teaching to y'all, about we are a spiritual house and how all that is a shamaroo over there. It's a Rothschild operation to pit Jew against Christian, not realizing, just like the scripture says, there is no Jew nor Greek. God's real church are the ones that are in the spirit. Period. There's nothing else. And how through certain people that we thought were good people that translated the Bible skewed things to make it look like, oh, We got to bow and kiss the foot of Jews. They're better than us. Antisemitism. The churches eat up with it. Okay. Let me see where I left off. Okay. As goes the church, so goes the nation, and so goes the world. You hear people say, well, if the United States falls, the world falls. Well, let's take that a step back. The church fails, the nation fails, the world fails, period. It's our responsibility. It has been. God's given us another chance to get it right this time. When we come across someone in this situation, a renouncing of witchcraft would be in order. That's why I said it should be someone that knows what they're doing and put it in are you into heavy prescriptions? Do you do drugs? Did the Lord tell you to do something you're not doing? So you put it in, the way the Lord put it to me, you put it in the ball in their court. Because they're the ones that really, by renouncing Satan in their life and repenting, confess your faults one to another, repenting of the indiscretion, will shut the door on the devil and he'll leave. Just a thought. All right. When you come across someone in this situation or announcing of witchcraft would be in order, more than likely this is where the demonic entity entered. It's going to be in one of these walking in the flesh areas. We hear from the Holy Spirit in deliverance. I believe that. But renouncing the devil and his activities is a given. What did the man do? He did come and fall at Jesus' feet. But he said he was clothed in his right mind, seated at Jesus' feet. I repent of that. Whatever got him place where he was. I think, you know, we can see by how people act. There are certain situations where people are not following the Spirit, and they're Christians also. And it's obvious what spirit they are of. And I won't even name the group of people I'm talking about. It's obvious what spirit they have. You know, if their bread's not buttered on the right side. Yeah. All right. If they really want help, then I think repentance is going to have to be a lot of it. They're going to have to renounce the devil in their own life because they let the devil in. So much of it's put back on the minister. And yeah, I believe God leads and will tell you what to do. But I think too, if you just sit down and talk to them for a little bit, you're probably going to find out, oh, so that's what you've been doing. Well, you've opened the door. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you need to renounce that. You need to repent before the Lord and tell him you're sorry. And you need to make it about face. All right. Acts 19:19. These Christians that say they're Christians, but they live like the devil. Yeah. What do they expect? You play with the devil, you're going to get burned. I mean, that's just the way it is. All right, 19:19. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Sound like a whole city repented, right? Sold all their magic arts and all the stuff they were doing. And mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The power lies with the person, for they are the one that gave up their rights to this demonic entity in the first place. They did something to let him in. Or something happened to him. I know with the homosexual community, a lot has to do with maybe somebody raped them. Or something like that. I think this is a good place to start when we pray for people that are having difficulties. The ball is in their court, though, I think. It's not, even though by the finger of God, God will show us what to do and what to speak in situations, but I think a lot can be done by having that person be accountable. You know, it's like you're going to a doctor and they're asking you all these things to try to get a take and diagnose your condition. All right. One last thought. In some people, it will be obvious and you won't even have to ask. Just by their actions and their characteristics. And two, it might reveal itself to you while you're speaking to them. I don't think it's something that you should ever do rashly unless the Spirit of God just says, bam, speak that or do that. But what if you come on a situation and you just don't have any clearance to do anything? Just speaking with that person, there could be a lot of things revealed that could help them to get free. Isn't that what we're about? Jesus didn't cast out devils every place he went. Some things, you know, were different. So anyway, that's how the Spirit led me tonight. So take it with it and do with it what you believe you're supposed to do with it. Okay.